Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The hell are you?
I'm Dave. I'm just helping out. You got a riot pile up here?
Yeah, Jay organised ill health.
Well, I'm back now, so you don't need it.
You don't have to.
I'm fine. There's a total backlog that needs sorting. You can go, mate.
I'll get paid, mate. I ain't bailing on you now. Look, we'll get this lot out the door and still have time for a pint or two. Am I right?
Right. Yeah. You're right.
New face in EastEnders. I'm joined now by Richard Summers Calvert. How you doing, Richard?
Hello. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really, really good. Congratulations on landing a gig in EastEnders. Before we get into anything, real talk, how good are you with cars?
Oh, I would not let me near your car. Absolutely not. No way. Honestly, I'm not even joking. On set, you know, it was all very new, very exciting for me. And there were obviously moments where the other two actors were just, you know, doing their bit. And I had to act like I was doing something to the car. And I wasn't told anything. So I just walked over and just kind of lightly patted the tire. My dad has literally, he's got an OBE for over 40 years in the motoring industry. So when he heard the role I got cast for, he just burst out laughing. And it's just so not me. And it's so him. It's just so funny. So, yeah, he was watching. And, you know, he was obviously very proud, but also just trying not to laugh.
Are you tempted just to put in some bits just for his amusement? Like knowingly using a tool wrong just to get a reaction, a pop from him?
If I knew how to use it right, so I could use it wrong on purpose, absolutely. But like, I think there's a line in the beginning where the guy's like, get us an M10. And I just space out for half a second and walk off. And I'm like, sure.
You see like the apple spinning beach ball just appear above your head.
Yeah, the wheel of death. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
How did this role come about for you then, Richard?
Early in the year, if not very late last year, I forget when exactly it was, but I signed with a new acting agency called Bodie Talent, run by Archie and Ricky. And they're a fantastic agency. They're two very, very supportive people, very experienced. They do a lot for charity, all sorts. And I signed with them. And with the new agent, it's always kind of, you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know if you're going to get on. But I signed with them and I've had pretty consistent auditions with them, which it isn't always the case, you know, that sometimes it's busy, sometimes it's not, but they've been throwing me all these opportunities and that's all I've ever asked for. I've been acting for, it depends. It's hard to know when to say the start date is, but I would say like, you know, 6-7 years now, like really, really pushing. You know, there's a point when I realized this is all I want to do and it's all I'll ever want to do. So, I kind of guess count those as the years where I've been really pushing. And all I've ever wanted was the platform to show that I can do this and also the platform to grow. And then they sent me this EastEnders audition and, they sent me the script and, you know, this character, Dave, it was like such a fun script because he's like a walking innuendo, which is awesome. Yeah, and just had a crack at it, sent it off, and yeah, the team at EastEnders were happy and brought me straight in.
For people listening outside of the UK, it's worth pointing out what an institution EastEnders is for telly over here.
EastEnders has always been so prominent. Like, growing up, it was always on. And my one of my most vivid memories is Phil Mitchell being hit by an iron. And I was at an age where it just ended. He got hit by an iron. He was on the floor. And I was at an age where I was like, oh, wow, that man has been killed. And I'll never forget it, because I wouldn't stop thinking about it for, like, ages. And I think it was a cliffhanger, and everyone was talking about it, you know. But actually, that's consistently been the case. People talk about EastEnders so much. It's consistently being talked about. It's just at that time, for some reason, I kind of zoned in on it. And I thought it was iconic. I thought it was, like, you know, it's just huge. It's huge. The amount of people and the fan base. There, you know, there's people that were outside the studios, just kind of just there, just curious, because they're so passionate about this show.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'll finish up here.
No, mate, that's not my start. I start a job, I finish it. I reckon we'll be done by 10:30. Get in for a cheeky pint.
No, I don't want to go for a pint with you. I want you to leave now, yeah? So I'll just pay you. I'll pay you twice what you owe tomorrow, yeah? So come back tomorrow.
You really don't like me, do you?
Please, just can you leave?
I'll come back first thing then.
Oh, fine.
My advice to you, take a chill pill. Life's too short.
Richard Summers Calvert, some will know as professional wrestler Charles Crowley. Professional wrestling is something that you've excelled and you've expanded beyond. Has any of that side of you been brought up or been useful in what Richard is doing in EastEnders?
Oh, massively so. And it's funny, like, a lot of people say that about, like, yes, acting is absolutely the dream, but, you know, what is wrestling? Like, it's you know, wrestling is something to someone else. It may mean something to one person and completely different to someone else. But to me, wrestling is my most exciting creative output. I'm so creatively satisfied by wrestling because wrestling is acting. It all stems from, in a base level, from acting. And even if it's like physical theater, you're acting through the story you're telling with your body and with your mouth and everything. Like Charles Crowley is a creation that I love to embody because, you know, he's a character that's layered. It's just like in acting, you create a character and you decide things. You decide their status. You decide what their objectives are, what their ultimate objectives are. And the more you know about the character you're playing, you know, the more genuine you're going to be, the easier it is to just kind of sit in that person. And I think that's what I love about wrestling. I went into my first training session, and they said, you know, who do you want to be? Hold on a minute. That's like quite a big question. In the acting world, I'm Richard Summers Calvert. I'm 6 foot, dark auburn hair, pale as a ghost. Do you know what I mean? And with a slightly athletic physique. But there's hundreds of that. There are hundreds of that. And I've got to stand out in the acting world. So I come from the acting world and all this kind of trying to market yourself, but you've got what you've got. So you're trying to find these really specific things, this edge to you. You go to wrestling, they're like, who do you want to be? And I'm like, whoa. And that was the best question. That's when I knew wrestling was for me, because I just was like, right, okay, what do I aesthetically like? You know, what interests do I want to play? And what, you know, it's the canvas is blank. It's yours. It's all down to you. So yeah, I got to bring all that, you know, acting experience into the world of wrestling. And I just love it. And the more I do it, the more I learn about the wrestling side, the technical side. And again, it's just a form of physical theatre. I love it.
Has the wrestling side of your work come up on set of EastEnders yet?
It does pop up from time to time, but it's like they haven't known about it. I've just kind of brought it up because I originally kept them quite separate because, you know, when I'm Charles Crowley, I'm Charles Crowley. When I take on him, I just want to be him. That's the point in the wrestling world. That's him. And he's lots of aspects of me that I just get to embrace and embody and just sit into. So when it comes to wrestling, that's who I am. And, you know, I'm not talking about anything outside of wrestling. Not really. And in wrestling and in acting, oh, wow, wrestling is like fascinating to actors because, like, you know, the acting world is so exciting. And then you kind of say something like, oh, yeah, you know, at the weekend I was wrestling, you know, around the UK, Friday here, Saturday, 4-hour drive, Sunday, another 4-hour drive, whatever. And they're like, wait, what? What do you mean? Like, what do you mean wrestling? What do you mean? And then suddenly all these questions come along. And of course, once they know, it's like there's, you know, friendly jokes on set and just all this banter and just even more questions because they're fascinated by it. It's not often that you come across a professional wrestler. Like in the wrestling world, we don't really see it that way, but outside, it's a really big deal.
Which EastEnders character would translate to a great wrestler? Because my instant is to go the Mitchell brothers as a tag team. That's my instant.
Absolutely. I mean, Phil in my head instantly popped up and I was like, oh, he'd be deathmatch, brutal, like going absolutely, oh my God. People would be absolutely terrified of him. But the Mitchell brothers would just be, oh, what a tag. Yeah.
Mitchell brothers chasing people around with steel chairs would be an incredible sight.
I would watch it. I'd pay.
I would as well. Yeah. I would. What have you learned so far about EastEnders working on the show?
So as of so far, I was on for 2 days on the show. And it's a case of that they seemingly kind of listen to like online. And once they've used someone, they tend to bring them back. So it's kind of like, that's where I am at the moment. So I've only had 2 days on set. But from those 2 days, you could kind of tell. So you go in there as an outsider and it's like a well-oiled machine. Like they are on it, but it's not soulless or anything. Because I think that in all honesty, you kind of worry about that because they've been going so long. But actually, I'd come in at a time where I think there'd been a few change of hands. There's been a few new people. And the director on set, he was fantastic. He was so passionate about finding our truths. And what was true to us, you know, and my character, Dave, you know, he was there for Ben. So like it was a catalyst for his story. But even so, the director was very keen to make sure that, you know, I found what was true to me and to create my character. So the passion was there. But yeah, it was a well-oiled machine.
You want to find out more about Richard Summers Calvert, you can find him online. In fact, Richard, you've got loads going on because I know you're working on a film and I know the Edinburgh Fringe is calling, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, if you want to follow me, please follow me at Richard S. Calvert. And that's on Twitter and Instagram. Yeah, you're right. I'm making my second feature film. That's going to be a fantasy film and it combines some of the wrestling world as well. There's demons, there's creatures. It touches on greed and some of the seven deadly sins. That's going to be really exciting and interesting. So you can follow that journey via both the Twitter and Instagram. I'm also going to be at Ed Fringe performing in this incredible hybrid play of wrestling, stunts and acting, all about the Norse gods, called Mythos. Mythos Ragnarok. That's going to be absolutely incredible. Yeah, that's touring at Ed Fringe. And yeah, I've got a feature film coming up and all sorts. So just to kind of stay tuned on everything I'm doing, please do follow that, those socials.
Richard, so was Calvert, searching for an M10 on a future episode of EastEnders. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.